The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. One of our planet's great natural wonders is the Serengeti National Park in Tanzania. And even though the Serengeti is protected, there are many threats to it, but there is also opportunity. The director of the Serengeti Preservation Foundation, Maasi Molel, is in Idaho today to give a presentation this evening in downtown Boise at the Capital City Events Center about saving the Serengeti. And he joins me live in studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
So for people who aren't familiar with the Serengeti, tell me a little bit about it.
Yes, Serengeti National Park is one of the 8 wonders of the world. And it's because of the wildlife, the landscape, and all that. So you'll see 1.5 million wildebeest. It has the migration, the only migration that exists in the entire world. And we feel like it is important.
Right.
To protect the Serengeti.
But yet, even though it is a national park, one of the 8 wonders of the world, there have been threats, one of them being poaching. So talk to me a little bit about this, because the elephant population was greatly affected, correct?
Yes. Yes. So the population of wildlife, not only in Serengeti, in most of the protected parks, especially in Africa where I come from, they are facing a lot of threat. Poaching, political will, climate change, and people and population. So in the part of Serengeti, poaching is not that much because of the geographical location.
Okay,
but one of the threats that faced Serengeti, we had the issue of highway, Serengeti Highway, a tarmac road that cut across the Serengeti Highway, where there's a migration of wildlife. That is one of the big threats in Serengeti. But the other threat in Serengeti is climate change. Climate change, which affects all the protected areas.
And the animals.
And the animals.
Right.
Yes.
So for people who do not live in Africa, do not live in Tanzania, may never get to the Serengeti, why should they care about this?
Yes. Let me just be honest. We are living in the living planet.
Yeah, we all live on the same planet.
On the same planet. What is happening in the Congo forest affect you here? What is happening in Serengeti also affect you here? That is why we have people all over traveling to Serengeti to see elephants,
right,
to see lions. If we don't protect them, our great-great-grandchildren will not be able to see elephants, will not be able to see the migration.
Right. So you're here today because you are speaking about saving the Serengeti, and you say there are opportunity. So talk to me about the opportunity that the Serengeti has.
Okay. The future of conservation in the living planet is empowering the local people around the protected area. But I go down to the young ones. We just have had recently this Swedish girl, 16 years old, who said climate change. She told us, let's panic that the house is on fire. Climate change is an issue, is burning our house. So if we empower the young ones to be the safeguarders of wildlife and habitat, it is sustainable. Because they grow while they know the value of wildlife, they know the value of not cutting a tree, they know the value of protecting the water source. So how do we do for ourselves? So we are the community living around the Serengeti ecosystem are the Maasai's, and they have not due to economical challenges, visited Serengeti National Park. So we go to the schools, and before a child go to Serengeti, he must plant a tree at a school environment. And when that tree grows, we go and we do inspection. Yes, we said, you deserve to go to the Serengeti. You plant a tree, a ticket to go to the park. So when they grow, that I went to the park because I planted a tree, that make them to connect.
And that's part of it, right? Coming here and speaking to people is making that connection, even if we're not physically in that space of the Serengeti.
Yes, but again, apart from this young ones planting a tree, we are also making them to have a voice. And they will be tomorrow leaders. They are the tomorrow villagers. Then that we have a village with community, with the people who know the value of protecting the living planet. And why am I here? I am here to spread this message, what we are doing in Serengeti, because Serengeti is part of the living planet.
I really appreciate you coming in and talking about this today. Your presentation will be this evening in downtown Boise at the Capital City Event Center, and people can come at any point, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. We start around 7, and that's when the presentation starts. So from 6, people start coming in, and from 7, that's when we start our presentation.
Perfect. Thank you so much for taking some time out of, I'm sure, what has been a busy schedule coming all the way to Idaho. My guest today has been Masai Molel. He is the director of the Serengeti Preservation Foundation. Thank you so much for coming in today.
And thank you so much, too.
Absolutely.
And we have also a radio program like you.
Oh, well, see, perfect.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
And I want to thank all of you for listening today and always being a part of Idaho Matters. I do appreciate it. We are out of time. Go out and enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You've been listening to Idaho Matters, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.